say it's very nice to be here again after 2 years. Prior to that, it was much longer. I think it was 15 years or 20 years that I hadn't been here. You and Dad.
Krishna.
Upajaye, develop us. Bhava, ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. Please repeat. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. And here is a little lengthy purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse it is explained that one who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra develops bhava, ecstasy, which is the point at which revelation begins. It is the preliminary stage in developing one's original love for Krishna. Lord Krishna mentions this bhava stage in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahamsarvasya prabhavo matasarvam pravartate iti matva jante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. A neophyte disciple begins by hearing and chanting, associating with devotees, and practicing the regulated principles, and thus he vanquishes all of his unwanted bad habits. In this way he develops attachment for Krishna and cannot forget Krishna even for a moment. Bhava is the almost successful stage of spiritual life. A sincere student orally receives the holy name from the spiritual master, and after being initiated, he follows the regulated principles given by the spiritual master. When the holy name is properly served in this way, automatically the spiritual nature of the holy name spreads. In other words, the devotee becomes qualified in defenselessly chanting the holy name. One who is completely fit to chant the holy name in this way, he is eligible to make disciples all over the world, and he actually becomes Jagadguru. The entire world, under his influence, begins to chant the holy names of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thus, all the disciples of such a spiritual master increase in attachment for Krishna, and therefore, he sometimes cries, sometimes laughs, sometimes dances, and sometimes chants. These symptoms are very prominently manifest in the body of a pure devotee. Sometimes when our students of the Krishna Consciousness Movement chant and dance, even in India, people are astonished to see how these foreigners have learned to chant and dance in this ecstatic fashion. As explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, actually this is not due to practice, for without extra endeavor, these symptoms become manifest in anyone who sincerely chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Many fools, not knowing the transcendental nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, sometimes impede our loudly chanting this mantra. Yet one who is actually advanced in the fulfillment of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra induces others to chant also. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Krishna Shakti Vinana Nahitara Pravartana. Unless one receives special power of attorney from the Supreme Personality of God, that he cannot preach the glories of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. As devotees propagate the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the general population of the entire world gets the opportunity to understand the glories of the holy name. While chanting and dancing or hearing the holy name of the Lord, one automatically remembers the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because there is no difference between the holy name and Krishna, the chanter is immediately linked with Krishna. Thus connected, a devotee develops his original attitude of service to the Lord. In this attitude of constantly serving Krishna, which is called bhava, he always thinks of Krishna in many different ways. One who has attained his bhava stage is no longer under the clutches of the illusory energy. When other spiritual ingredients, such as trembling, perspiration, and tears, are added to this bhava stage, the devotee gradually attains love of Krishna. The holy name of Krishna is called the Mahamantra. Other mantras mentioned in the Narada Pancharatra are known simply as mantras, but the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is called the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. purpose just to sort of have something to work on, and I saw that there was some purport. And I said, fine, that's nice. But until I actually saw that it was written on the board, I didn't recognize it. Aside from the importance in terms of the pastime that takes place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing how he, quotation marks, attained perfection, and the effect of both the Hare Krishna mantra and his Diksha mantra had on him that he received from Ishvara Puri. The mantra, this verse is very important because it mentions the Mahamantra. If you notice in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Mahamantra is not directly written anywhere. Neither is the word Mahamantra found anywhere else except in this verse. When in 1980 I first went to England, and first I was the Sankirtan leader for the UK Yatra. And one of the devotees who was there assisting me, he really had a problem why the Hare Krishna mantra is not in, I mean, he had a crisis of faith, why the Hare Krishna mantra is not in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I mean, of all things, with the Hare Krishna movement, why is the Hare Krishna mantra not here? And we had long discussions. It's not a new question, and it gives rise. It's not a to other doubts. That's also not new. But we should know that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not unmentioned in other scriptures. In Shruti, of course, you know, Kali Santara Parashad, Upanishad, the mantra itself is mentioned. In Chaitanya Upanishad, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur located, and although some scholars have some problem with it sort of being newly sort of found, not only is the Mahamantra mentioned, but actually the series of the words, how the mantra is actually meant to be spoken, is also there. In Puranas, it's to be found in Ananta Samhita, Mahamantra is mentioned. And importantly, more importantly for that argument also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's biographers, other biographers also mention the Mahamantra, most prominently in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And three times there's direct reference to the Mahamantra. Twice Lord Chaitanya speaks it. Once when he's talking to the residents of Navadvipa, then he says, I'm giving you this mantra. Chant this Mahamantra, and then he says it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then he gives two instructions. He gives instructions that it should be chanted in japa according to the prescribed vidhi. And he says that you should, but there are also no rules and regulations when it comes to chanting it in kirtan. Because there are also controversy. You know, there's people who chant Bhajani Taiko Radhishna, I won't say any more than that. Their founder had this misconception that the Hare Krishna Mahamantra was not meant to be chanted in kirtan, it's only meant to be chanted in japa. Just like here, you notice it says Yay Japa. It refers to japa. Because mantras are chanted in two ways. They're either chanted in kirtan, or they're either chanted in japa, or some mantras are chanted in both. But there's different rules for kirtan and for japa. Particularly japa has different, more stricter regulation as to how it's meant to be chanted, when it's meant to be chanted. You can do kirtan in the bathroom, but you can't take your beads into the bathroom and start chanting japa. So there are different rules, and however, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that particular instruction where he mentions the Maha Mantra, he gives both, that it can be chanted in kirtan and also chanted in japa. At another time, Lord Chaitanya again mentions the Maha Mantra, and at a third occasion, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to Advaita Acharya's house, then it's described that then the full mantra is not stated, but it's said that he approached Advaita Acharya chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram in great ecstasy. There's a reason why generally mantras, particularly Vedic mantras, are not mentioned in scripture. If you've read, for instance, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, then Sanatana Goswami talks about this mantra that Gopakumara got. He never mentions it. He talks about it. Because technically speaking, a mantra is only meant to be heard. Or mantras are not effective. You can read a mantra, there's so many mantras, you can read from so many books, but mantras don't have any effect. Sampradaya vihinasti, mantrasti, nishpilamata. Mantra you read from a book, it has zero effect, zero value. It may have some purificatory effect, no doubt, but nishpala, you will not get the fall, you will not get the fruit of that mantra. Mantra has to be received from a guru in the civic succession orally. But people tend to go down this route. I saw a mantra in a book, and then go online on internet, how many mantras you can pay for. In fact, I don't know what else, because for writing I'm constantly on the internet. I only go on the internet for two things. One is I go on BBC to find out how many people just got blown up somewhere, as long as it wasn't in our backyard. And the other is for writing. It's an invaluable tool. And I don't know what it was that I was looking, but someone was actually advertising Krishna's name, because Krishna is so attractive, that we give you these mantras of Krishna to chant. I didn't mention the Hare Krishna mantra, but there's so many mantras, Gayatri mantras and so on. Oh yes, it was to do with the Gayatri mantra. We give you mantras to chant, and through the internet, and by doing that, you can acquire Krishna's attractive power, and obviously, what is the attractive power meant for? So that men can attract ladies, ladies can attract men, and that was being literally out there. So they cost you $150. And there's tons of that out there. So, no, mantras are generally not written down to protect the sanctity of the mantra. In one of his own commentaries, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami gives an example of a mantra of how it's included in scripture. And it's like a Zen Buddhist riddle, you know. When you take, now I'm just making it up because I can't remember exactly how it says, but say it's a Krishna mantra, and you take, when you take the fifth name of Krishna, and you put it in the dative case, and you add to it the fourth name of his internal potency, and somebody, and it doesn't say the words, it doesn't say the order, or it mixes it around, and to figure it out is, practically speaking, impossible. So generally Vedic mantras, because Vedic mantras are very much rule-bound, as opposed to Srila Prabhupada here is talking about Narada Pancharatra, Pancharatriki mantras, that we chant, for instance, in our Gayatri mantras, the last six mantras, or Pancha Triki mantras, and the Brahma Gayatri is a Vedic mantra. Their Vedic mantras are subject to much stricter rules and regulations than the Pancha Triki mantras. So when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was criticized by all kinds of people in India for giving mantras to initiation to Westerners, they were referring to the Brahma Gayatri mantra, which, I mean, if you've gone to India, you walk into a supermarket, not that I've been in a supermarket in India, but they're there, and the background music, you know, they're singing Om Bhurva Bhaswata, as if it's some kind of jingle. And everyone knows Gayatri mantra in India, but it doesn't have effect. It doesn't have effect unless you're receiving it properly. But here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, getting back to the point, Krishna Nama Mahamantriya. So now two things are here to establish. Why doesn't Chaitanya Charitamrita mention it in full? Chaitanya Bhagavata does, Chaitanya Mangala does, and other contemporaries of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, mention this word Krishna Nama, Krishna Mantra. They mentioned the word Maha Mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted it. They mentioned that he chanted it in Kirtan. They mentioned that he counted it on his fingers. That is also one way of, just like we chant Gayatri. Actually, we also chant Japa of like on Hare Krishna Mantra on their fingers. Or sometimes they would make knots on cloth or on rope. And it seems that sometime around Goswami's time, the Tulsi Mala, although Tulsi Mala is also referred to in Shastra, but that's when it became more common. Even Gorkhashwaras Babaji, he chanted on knots, on some knotted thread, some knotted cloth. And so Krishna, for some reason, Chaitanya Charitamrita doesn't mention. One is because it may be so obvious at the time. Everyone was chanting Hare Krishna, so does it need to be included? It's also his predecessor, Vrindavan Das Thakur, had already mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting the Maha Mantra. It was also very obvious. But the most obvious things, which is a sort of good example, the most obvious things, if they're not written down in time, Krishna says, Sakali Nehamata. Time will just destroy everything, it will obscure everything. That's one good reason why we have so many biographies of Srila Prabhupada. Because although in Srila Prabhupada's time, you know, we took everything for granted because he was there and we thought we understood. But if things weren't written down, what did Srila Prabhupada say? And of course, if Srila Prabhupada didn't himself get a tape recorder, because it wasn't us who started the tape recorder, it was Prabhupada who started the tape recorder. He was recording himself. Then we may not have a lot of what Srila Prabhupada said, but it's very important. So keeping track of actually what happened, historical evidence in itself, that's extremely important. But here, anyway, Krishna Nama Maha Mantra, these two things, Maha Mantra and Krishna Nama. So, Krishna Mantra, when you use that word Krishna Mantra, usually Krishna Mantra refers to the Gopal Gata Mantra. It's not a Gayatri, it's a Gopal Mantra. Or sometimes it can refer to the Kan Gayatri that the devotees use. And later, those two, the verse here, will point that out. But Krishna Nam means chanting Krishna's names, can't argue too much with that. And the fact that here we use this phrase Maha Mantra, which Srila Prabhupada points out that Narada Panchatra also mentions the Maha Mantra. And it's not the mantra that's called the Maha Mantra. It's meant to distinguish it from others. You could ask, why is it also called the Maha Mantra? One of the scriptural references gives that example. It says, the combination of the names Hari, if you take Hare to mean O Hari, it also can be taken to mean O Hara, referring to Srimati Radharani. And when Prabhupada explains, gives the meaning for the Maha Mantra, then he gives it like that. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. So when you say Hari, Hari refers to that Supreme Lord who takes away all one's sinful reactions completely. Krishna is that name chanting which one gets the highest level of Godhead. And Rama means that you enjoy the greatest ecstasy here, Bhuta Bhava Samangitaha. So, because these three most potent names of Krishna are contained in that one mantra, it's called Maha Mantra. And the combination of the words is also significant. So how it's put together, Hare Krishna, and the fact that just the form in which this Hare is there, that it can be interpreted in terms of O Hari, or it can be interpreted in terms of O Hare, and I'm not expert, but the actual formation of those mantras, that also gives it extra potency. However, to be frank, at least this is my subjective opinion, the Maha Mantra is not really a mantra. Mantras are Vedic sound vibration meant to liberate personalities spoken by great sages, recorded by Srila Vyasadeva. Narottam Das Thakur calls the Maha Mantra something else. He says, Golokera Primadhana Harinama Sankirtan. He doesn't call it the Maha Mantra, he says, this is Golokera Primadhana. And elsewhere, we read Acharya is referring to the Maha Mantra as the as the festival of love. I think as Sanatana Goswami calls it, the festival of love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. They don't chant mantras. They're in love with Krishna. And the expression of love and the festival of love that they enjoy in terms of expressing their loving attitudes to Krishna, with each other, is this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So it is the Premadhan. Premadhan, dhan means it is their wealth. The treasure is the treasure of the spiritual world. Ramadhanatri Mantra is not the treasure of the spiritual world. Neither are so many mantras that you find in so many Vedic literatures. Hare Krishna Mantra is special. It takes the form of a mantra, because if you just tell someone this is something from the spiritual world and it's the premadhan, they will not accept it. That everything has to come through shastra. Everything has to come through the Vedic literature in order for it to be authentic. So in order for that authenticity to manifest, yes, it's called a mantra. In order to distinguish it from other mantras, it's called the Maha Mantra. But we should know that it's more than the Maha Mantra. This is what they're doing in the spiritual world. They're chanting Krishna's names. So many names of Krishna. If you see those two films of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nilachala Mahaprabhu and Narayani, I've seen each one at least 100 times. Mm-hmm. Really fantastic. And they sing all kinds of songs there. And they're all names of Krishna. But this one, this name, this is special. Being in the deal amongst all of those, it's